朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很多时候唱诗唱完我都不想上来的。
Oftentimes after the worship time, I don't want to come up to the pulpit.
因为我们真的觉得神的同在这么真实。
Because of God's presence is so real.
但能够在你们面前继续向他唱诗是多快乐的事情。
How happy it will be to continue singing before him.
但是我告诉大家一个好消息。
But let me tell you a good news.
不久以后我们到天上可以永远唱。
Before long, we're going to go to heaven and we will sing forever.
所以我最近常常收到很多的信，不管是网络上的弟兄姊妹们的父母亲年老了，长了绝症了。
Recently, I have received a lot of mails or emails aboutTheir trials or their parents getting terminal illness.
因为我们心里面很心疼他们，我们也很为他们祷告。
On one hand, we feel sorry for them and we want to pray for them.
但是另外一方面，我们却充满着荣耀的把握啊。
But yet, on the other hand, we have this glorious assurance.
我们不过是搭先后的班车回家就是了。
Where but on a different train going home.
到了天上，神要把一个荣耀不朽坏不会生病的身体给我们，我们可以永远跟主同在。
In heaven, God is going to give us an incorruptible body that we will never get sick and we will be with God forever.
而且你一看到主，亲眼看见我们所信的主，你心里面一定充满了喜乐。哎呀，就是要赞美他。
As we meet the Lord that we love, first time with our eyes, our heart can just be burst with joy.
阿爸阿们啊！要感谢神哈！
Praise the Lord.
我们礼拜五刚刚有一个很好的感恩聚会。
Last Friday we just had a wonderful combined meeting of Thanksgiving.
我从散会的时候看弟兄姊妹的表情就知道聚会不错。
I can tell from brothers and sisters' expression after meeting that you had wonderful meeting.
希望十一月不是只有十一月才来感恩，十一月是提醒我们操练我们的感恩。
The month of November is just. It's not the only month that we give thanks, but a reminder.
存着感恩的心，说感恩的话，过感恩的生活。
That we will have a thankful heart, say thankful things, and live a thankful life.
所以达比弟兄告诉我们说，一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能喜乐的。
Brother Darby tells us that if a person does not know how to give thanks, he will not be able to rejoice.
喜乐的大小绝对跟感恩的大小成正比的。
And the magnitude of our joy is proportional.To our thankfulness.
所以如果你觉得最近不喜乐弟兄姊妹，因为很多时候我们缺少了感恩。
If you do not feel joyful lately, probably because you have not been thankful.
不要说属主的恩典会让我们里面喜乐起来啊。
Not only that counting God's blessing will bring us back the joy.
当我们想到耶稣，想到他所事的，想到他所做的，弟兄姊妹，你一定会感恩的。
But whenever we think about Jesus, about His being and His doing, we will give thanks.
像刚刚那个小玉弟兄教我们唱的这首新歌、新旧歌。
Like Brother Aaron just taught us this old song.
我刚才唱到第三节，他是讲到我们每一次抬头看的时候，都看到他，他在那里为我们祷告，为我们代求。哎呀，我心里面就是感动的不得了。
When we sang the third stanza, my heart was just so.Moved that whenever we look up to him, we will see him praying and interceding for us.
弟兄姊妹，他那么生动地讲出我们的主，身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着替我们祈求。
Described so vividly that we have this glorious high priest that has passed through the heavens and now is interceding for us forever.
希望我们都来爱他，好好的享受他啊。
Let's all love him and enjoy him.
另外就是今天下午有一个很重要的事，就是整个南湾的华人教会会到我们教会来一起为着美国能够归向真神祷告。
And this afternoon we will have an important.A combined prayer meeting in South Bay that many brothers and sisters from all the all the churches will join us to pray for America to return.
我们为着后天美国的大选祷告，我们为着美国这个国家祷告，我们为着教会的复兴祷告，为着家庭的更新祷告。
We will pray for the election that's coming on Tuesday. We'll pray for the revival of churches and the revival in the families.
我希望弟兄姊妹，只要时间许可，希望你们都留下来，我们一起加入这个祷告。
We'd like to encourage brothers and sisters, if you are available, please stay behind and join this prayer meeting.
我不能再讲下去了，因为我今天的信息实在是很重要，我每一分钟都很重要。
Okay, I cannot keep going now. I have to go back to my message, which is very important.
我跟你们讲，我一点没有夸大，我今天的信息其实是至少需要十个小时才讲得完的。
I'm not exaggerating, but I need at least 10 hours to go through the message today.
所以我今天早上不是让你们喝鸡汤，是让你们喝鸡精。
So today I'm not feeding you chicken soup, but the chicken essence, the condensed.
那翻译很棒哈。那我希望，虽然可能对年轻人稍微难了一点，但是希望你们能够专心听啊。
Maybe there will be a little bit hard for you, but please pay attention.
我前面的三个题目讲到这位超越的基督。
So previously I talked about this transcendental Jesus Christ.
今天跟下个礼拜我要讲这位属天的基督。
And today and next week I'm going to tell you about this heavenly Christ.
上个礼拜第八章的时候，我们讲到第八章里面提到基督三个很重要的角色。
Last week I mentioned about the three positions and roles of Christ in chapter 8.
第一啊，我没有时间考你们了哈，为了省时间。第一个讲到他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司。
First, that he's the great high priest that passed through all heavens.
因为他说第一件要紧的事情就是我们有这样的大祭司已经升上高天，在至大者宝座的右边。
So now this is the main point that we have such a high priest that passed through the heavens and right now is enthroned at the right hand of the Most High.
这个祭司跟地上所有的祭司是没得比的。
And this high priest is different from all the priests on earth.
他的 ministry, 他的职任是长阔高深。
His ministry is high, wide, and deep.
常说到他是永远不需要更换的，他的职任是永远的。
It is long because he will never be replaced. His ministry is forever.
不像旧约的祭司会死掉，有死相隔，不能长久。
Unlike the priests in the Old Testament that would die and then their ministry will end.
扩说到他的那个完成的救恩，他的救赎是为着所有的人。
And then the ministry is wide because his salvation and redemption is for all mankind.
所以作者说这样子的祭司正是与我们合宜的，就是正是我们所需要的。
So the author says such priest is what exactly we need and satisfy our needs.
不光只是为了犹太人，而是为了万民的。
Not only just for the Jews, but for all nations.
他不是要为自己的罪先赎的先赎自己的罪，他是无瑕疵、无玷污、无斑点的。
He did not have to offer sacrifices for his own sins first because he was without blemish, without spots.
他高说到他已经升上了高天。
And high because he has passed through all heavens.
他已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death he has destroyed the devil who holds the death.
他借着升天掳掠的众仇敌。
Through ascending to heaven he has captured the captivity.
他回到荣耀里去，在神宝座的右边坐下来。
And he has returned back to glory and now enthroned on the right hand of the Most High.
神把超乎万民之上的名赐给他，叫天上、地上、地底下所有的都向他下拜。
God has given him the name above all names, so that all in heaven, on earth, and above the earth will bow and claim that he is the Lord.
说到他的高。
And he is high.
然后说到他的深。
And he is deep.
他跟我们每一个人都发生关系。
And he has to do with every one of us.
他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
The faithful and merciful high priest.
他凡事与我们这些弟兄们相同。
And he has gone through the same with all of us.
他凡事受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
He has been tempted in every way, except that he.
所以他能够体恤我们所有的软弱，他这么深的了解我们。
Therefore, he was able to sympathize with all of us because he understands our.
他是一个深入的，真的是那么深入到我们的实际的情形和需要你。
He's deep. He goes deep into our needs.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样的大祭司，他的职分长阔高深。
We have such high priest. His ministry is high, deep, long, and wide.
第八章讲到他第二个角色。
And then his second position role.
讲到他在那个真帐幕，天上的帐幕里面，他做执事，做 minister, 不是 deacon 啊。
So that he ministers in this true tabernacle in heaven.
换句话说，他是所有属灵事物的总管啊，一切都在他的身上。
In other words, he ministers all the spiritual things.
他把所有属地的东西、属地的侍奉、属地的这种性质带到属天的境界。
He has elevated all earthly services into heavenly.
这是我们等一下要回来看的哈，他把地上所有当初的侍奉，看得见的、摸得着的，都带进了属天的境界和层次。
He has brought all the earthly things and services into the heavenly realm.
所以不是只有犹太人跟他有关系的，所有普天下的人，只要在基督里，都跟这个伟大的救恩发生关系了。
So this is not only for the Jews. Anyone that is in Christ will have this relationship with this great high priest.
而且他不是在属地的层次里面的。
And he is not.Of the earthly.
我上个礼拜讲到这个的时候，讲到你跟属天的跟属地的相比，至少有七个东西不同哈。
Last week I mentioned about seven differences between the heavenly and earthly.
过了七天，不晓得是不是七个，一天忘一个都忘光了。
After seven days, if I wonder if you still remember any.
有没有任何人记得任何的？告诉我。
Does anyone remember any of the differences between the heavenly and the earthly?
要省时间啊。新的跟旧的不同，还有呢？属天跟属地的不同，还有呢？看得见的跟看不见的不同，就是外面跟心里面的啊。那么第四个呢？短暂的跟永远的啊。那第五个呢？完全跟不完全的。那第六个呢？局部的或是全面的。以前只为了选民啊，现在是为了万民。
Before the redemption was only for the God's elect, and now it's for all nations.
第七个，有条件的跟没有条件的，哈利路亚，你们都很年轻了。
Hallelujah, we're still very young.
因为老的人就是心事记不住，旧事忘不了。
When we advance in age, then we can only remember the things in the old time, but not the recent.
你就发现基督来把所有的东西带到属天的境界去了。
So you see that Christ came to bring all things into the heavenly realm.
从短暂的、表面的、有限的，都带到无限的，接到完全的，加到永恒的里面去了。
Turns all the visible, temporal, and then partial into eternal and complete.
而且西乃之约是有条件的，你们若我就怎样。
The covenant of Sinai is conditional. It always says, if you do this, then I will do something.
而新约没有条件，只有神的责任。我必，我要，都是神的恩典。
But in the new covenant, you see that it's all of God's doing. He will say, I will do this, I will do that.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到他在那个真帐幕、那个属灵的境界里面，他是那位执事，他来带领所有的属灵的事情。
It's because now we have this high priest. He's ministering all the spiritual things in the true tabernacle.
让所有的侍奉和聚会都产生了属天的价值和意义。
So that all of our services and assembly meetings will have spiritual meaning.
第三个是什么？第三个角色。
What's the third role?
更美之约的中保啊。
He's the mediator of the better covenant.
中保就是两造之间的保证人，让他们的约，让他们之间的 agreement, 让他们中间的 covenant 能够一定实现，保证实现。
So this mediator that guarantees the covenant between the two parties and make sure that it will happen.
等一下我们回来看，但是第八章的重点讲在这个约。
So the emphasis of chapter 8 is on this covenant.
今天第九章的前半重在讲到这位中保，这位更美之约的中保，他那个更美属天的执事。
So and then today we're going to see the first part of chapter 9 that this mediator, he has a more excellent ministry.
从第九章的后半到第十章的前半，他就重在讲到这位更美之事的祭司，还有更美的祭物，就是他自己。
And the second part of chapter 9 to the first part of chapter 10 talks about this better high priest and better sacrifices.
我再讲一次哈，第八章重在讲这个更美的约的本身。
So let me say it again. Chapter 8 emphasizes on this better covenant.
第九章重在这位更美之约的中保，他所带下来那个更美属天的执事，那个 ministry.
And chapter 9 emphasizes on this better mediator of this better covenant that brings about more excellent ministry.
换句话说，他把一切属地的东西带进了属天的实际，带进了属灵的实际。
In other words, he brings all spiritual services into the spiritual reality.
第三个这个，那么第九章的后半跟第十章的前半，重在这位祭司，还有他所献的那更美的祭物，也是他自己。
And second part of chapter 9 through the first part of chapter 10 talks about the better sacrifices that he offers, which is himself.
好，那我们今天来看我们这段的圣经啊。
Today, let's look at this passage.
我想我们先读 第一节到十二节，好不好？
Let's read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1 through 12.
经文稍微长一点，但是很重要。
The passage is kind of long, but very important.
好，我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节，中文、英文都可以啊。原来前约有礼拜的条例和属事的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设品。第二个幔子后面又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有陈玛纳的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影，照着施恩座。这几件我现在不能一一细说。这些物件既然如此预备齐了，众祭司就常进头一层帐幕，行拜神的礼。至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕仍存的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明。那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。这些事，连那饮食和诸般洗濯的规矩，都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到正心的时候为止。但是现在基督已经来到，做了将来更美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进了圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。我们还是把它读完到十五节。何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无耻献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。好，我们请跳到二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们读到二十六节好了。照着天上摩西做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净，但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前，也不是多次将自己献上，像那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了。但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。好，我们圣经就先读到这啊。我在想说，读希伯来书第九章啊，大家可能会有四个问题。
I would think that when we study Hebrews chapter 9, we probably have four questions.
在我更深的进入信息以前，我想先把这些难解的问题简单解释一下。
Before I delve into the message, I want to give you an answer for these questions.
第一个问题就是第三节，讲说这个金香炉是在至圣所，可是我们读出埃及记的时候，它明明是在圣所。
So the first question is that in this Hebrews chapter 9 verse 3, it says the golden censer is in the most holy place. But then when we study the book of Exodus, it's in the holy place.
有没有人有这个问题？没有啊，那我不讲了哈。我们现在看到第二个问题。
If not, then maybe we can skip.
有没有人有这个问题？有。你们是动作反应慢呢，还是冬天迟钝一点？弟兄姊妹，你要知道，希伯来的作者一直集中在整个会幕里面一个关键的人，叫做大祭司。
We have to know that the author of the book of Hebrews focuses on one person, that is a great high priest.
而且你发现希伯来的作者一直集中在一件关键的事，就是怎么样子人可以进到至圣所，来到至高者面前。
And then he focuses on one thing, is that how man can come before the Most High.
所以在旧约里面只有谁可以进至圣所
In the Old Testament,
大祭司
who can enter the most holy place,
而且一年只有一天可以进去不是只有一次
and only one day a year that he can enter into the most holy place
我讲摩西五经的时候会跟你们详细讲他至少两次到四次进至圣所
So not just once, but two to four times
啊，因为有不同的讲法好，但是至少两次进至圣所
So at least twice he will enter into the most high place
而当他进至圣所的时候
When he entered the most holy place
他带着两样东西进去
He will bring two things with him
一个是带血
First blood
一个是带着香炉进去
And then the golden censer, the incense
启示录告诉我们金香炉或是香是讲到祷告
And then the book of Revelation tells us that the censer or the incense talks about prayers.
请你注意到第三节没有讲金香坛在至圣所，而说金香炉在至圣所。
So please notice that this is not talking about the golden altar, but the golden censer.
所以这件事情是在发生在赎罪大日。大祭司可以进至圣所的时候他把金香炉和血带进去
Therefore this must happen on the day of atonement that the great high priest will enter into the most holy place with the golden censer with the incense and the blood
所以金香坛还是在圣所里面
Therefore the golden altar is still in the holy place
这是第一个问题
So this is the first question
第二个问题
Second
圣灵用此指明第八节圣灵用此指明我应该从第七节读起至于第二层帐幕唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕英文是讲 first tabernacle 就是第一个 tabernacle 还存在的时候他说进入至圣所的路还未显明那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样所献的礼物和祭物就着良心说都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全我不晓得你们看得懂看不懂这段话
So from verse 7 through 9 I wonder if you understand this passage
如果你们看得懂的话我为你们感谢主因为 我有很长的时间看不懂
If you understand it I really praise God for you becauseit took me a long time to understand it.
直到我后来从他的前后文跟对照 各样的经文以后我知道希伯来的作者在这里kind of, 就是有一点让我们confused, 困惑。
Until I look at the whole context, then I realized that the author of the book of Hebrews is...
因为他的一种的笔法讲法是旧约里面没有的。
Because he writes in a style and a way that is different from the Old Testament.
就是我们平常讲 tabernacle 讲会幕的时候，就是整个会幕整体的。
Because usually in general when we talk about the tabernacle, we talk about the entire structure of the tabernacle.
但是他又把它更细的分为圣所跟至圣所，圣所叫做第一个会幕，第一个帐幕叫做 first tabernacle.
But yet he divided the structure of the whole tabernacle into two places, which we call holy place and the most holy place, and he called the holy place the first tabernacle.
然后至圣所才是里面的那个 tabernacle.
And then the most holy place is the other tabernacle.
所以他在这里讲到第一个 tabernacle 还存在的时候
So when he says that while there's still the first tabernacle
第一个 tabernacle 还存在表示什么
What does that mean? When he said while the first tabernacle is still there
大家看就表示那个幔子还在嘛
Which means the veil
所以他才把它分成了两个 tabernacle
Because the veil is still there to divide
所以他说当第一个帐幕第一个 first tabernacle 还存在的时候进至圣所的路就没有显明因为幔子遮蔽了
So now it makes sense when he says that when the first tabernacle is still there the way to the most holy place is still not disclosed
对不对大家现在明白了吗
Does that make sense now?
然后圣灵用此指明当第一个帐幕还存在的时候
So the Holy Spirit shows that when the first tabernacle is still there
不光进入至圣所的路没有显明
Not only that, the way to the most holy place is not disclosed
而且这一个帐幕它存在它在这里提醒我们
But then the first tabernacle is there to remind us
就是你所献的祭物和礼物永远不能叫人完全
that the gifts and the sacrifices that you offer can never make us complete.
因为你看已经献了1500年了，那个幔子还存在，让人不能够自由的、坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前。
Because gifts and sacrifices have been offered more than 1500 years, and yet the veil is still there to divide, and that we cannot go into the most holy.
换句话说，你怎么献祭，怎么杀牛，怎么杀羊，啊，杀这个最好的牛，杀最好的羊，你还是不能进至圣所，因为他不能叫你完全。
In other words.No matter how much how many bulls and calves and sacrifices that you offer, they cannot make you perfect. Therefore, you can never enter into the most holy place.
隔了1500年，那个幔子还在，直到耶稣说成了的时候。
And after 1500 years, the veil is still there until one day Jesus said, "It is finished."
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，这是宇宙中间大事。
And then the veil in the temple is rent from top down.To the bottom, and that is the great thing in the universe.
可是以色列人被蒙蔽的眼睛帕子存在，让他们没有看见，在基督里已经撤掉了。
But yet, because the Israelites were blinded, they could not see that the veil has been removed.
弟兄姊妹，大家这样子明白了吗
？Do you understand now?
教学你明白吗？我要试试看年轻人懂不懂。不明白，所以我真的需要 patience 哈。没有关系哈，再量一分钟讲。圣所分成不是会幕里面有圣所有至圣所。
Let me try again. There's a tabernacle. In the tabernacle, there's a holy place and the most holy place.
作者把圣所叫做第一个 tabernacle， 至圣所叫做第二个 tabernacle。他虽然没有讲第二个，就是表示那是里面的 tabernacle。
And the author.Here calls the holy place the first tabernacle and the most holy place the second tabernacle.
那么他为什么 会分第一跟第二？因为中间有幔子隔，你才会成为一个范围，叫做 first tabernacle.
Why is there a division? It's because there's still a veil that divides the entire tabernacle.
如果幔子不见了的话，那就只剩下一个了，就是圣所跟至圣所 become one.
And if the veil is removed, then the holy place and the most holy place will become one.
那么从摩西立了会幕的圣所以来，到耶稣的时代，这个幔子永远存在。
Since the time Moses erected the tabernacle until the time of Jesus, the veil was always there.
所以当这个幔子存在的时候，至圣进至圣所的路就被 block 住了，不清楚。没有显明出来。
So long as the veil is there, the way to the most holy place is not disclosed. It's not clear.
所以一方面告诉我们进至圣所的路就不清楚，没有显明。
Therefore, on one hand, the way to the most holy place is not disclosed.
另外一方面，圣灵也在这里告诉我们，就是公羊或是公牛的血，或是我们所献的祭物和礼物，永远永远不会叫你完全。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is telling us that all the sacrifices, the blood of bulls and calves, cannot make us perfect.
所以还是不能够进去，只有大祭司一年一次才能进去。
Therefore, only the high priest can go into the most holy place one day a year.
有一个旧约专家叫做 Leon Morris， 他说犹太人的传说说大祭司在这个赎罪日进至圣所的时候，哈。
A famous theologian, Leon
Morris.
Morris, he says that on the day when the high priest go into the most holy place,
他都是一进去就尽快的溜出来，他的祷告是出奇的短。
And then he would just quickly go in and offer a very short prayer and rush out.
这是谢饭祷告，你们都希望的哈。
That's the kind of say prayer before meals that we all want.
啊，你们谢饭祷告最好不要找我，我会祷告很久的。
Please don't ask me to say grace before meals because my prayer might be too long for you.
啊，你应该找小朋友。谢谢主耶稣给我们吃这么好的饭，奉主耶稣的名，阿门，你就可以吃了。
You find a little kid and a little kid always say, "Thank Jesus for giving me good food." Amen.
大祭司就跑进去随便祷告一下，赶快跑出来，因为怕在里面被击杀。
And then so the high priest will go into the most holy place very quickly, offer a very short prayer, and come out.Fearing being struck down to death.
而且在历史上，大祭司从里面出来平安出来的时候，他当天会宴请亲朋好友一起吃饭，庆祝他平安出来。
Historically, it was said that if the high priest came out safely, he will have a great feast to celebrate his safety return.
你说跟我们新约怎么比？
How can they be compared with the New Testament?
旧约只有大祭司一年一次进去，而且一定要带着血进去。
So in the Old Testament time, only the high priest can go into the most high holy place once a year with blood.
而且恐惧战兢的进去，快去快回。
And he will enter in with trembling with fear and quickly rush out.
而且新约我们坦然无惧的进到至圣所，记不记得
？But now in the New Testament time, we can come boldly into the most holy place.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不能相比的事情。
These differences are so great, they cannot even be compared.
我刚讲问题就快讲完我的时间了。第三个问题。
So now, the third question that you might have from chapter 9.
要讲第三个问题以前，我们需要先看一下第十章的一节经文啊。
We have to look at a verse in chapter 10 first.
希伯来书第十章第四节。
Verse 4.
因为公牛和我从第三节读起好了啊。
Starting from verse three.
但是这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。请大家自己记得哈，这些献祭只是提醒你，只是要告诉你知道你是个罪人，你有罪，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
So here we see that these sacrifices that are offered, they cannot remove and take away sin. They are but reminder that we're sinners.
然后我们看我们今天的第九章十三节。
Now let's look at verse 13 of chapter 9.
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督界的永远的灵？那这里不是讲说？叫他们洁净，叫他们成圣吗？
But in verse 13, it seems like it says that the blood of bulls and goats can actually purify the flesh.
这不是很矛盾的事情吗？
Doesn't it contradict? Are they contradicting each other?
你们有没有这个问题？
Do you have this question?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。